biological clock, Zack?
Chad laughed. Nope, his brother said. Just worried you're gonna wake up one day and find yourself alone. Chad smiled, imagining the sweet red lips of Miss Amber Cross roaming over every inch of his body. One thing I can guarantee you, brother, I'll never be alone. Caitlin Bay ran into her brother's arms at baggage claim in Denver. Fatigued and dehydrated from the trip from Paris, she looked a mess. Hey, Katie Bug, Harper said, kissing the top of her head. He pushed her away. Let me look at you. You're all grown up. You just saw me in Brussels at Christmas, Harper, Katie said. And right now I'm a fright. Nonsense. You're gorgeous as always. People at home aren't even going to recognize you. You left 4 years ago a freckle-faced girl in ponytails, and now you're a chic Parisian grad student. He shook his head. I still don't know why you never came home for the holidays. He steadied her as she stumbled. And still a notorious klutz. Katie ignored the jibe. You know why. I wanted to travel, to see the world. And I did hard.